And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ken Larson. Let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you came home and learned that your wife just borrowed $20,000 and spent it all on designer shoes? I would imagine that you'd be very upset. Well, that's how you should feel about the proposed Durham Orange Light Rail Project, D-O-L-R-T. A tremendous amount of money will have to be borrowed to pay for it, and it will only benefit a small number of people. Taxpayers will be paying off the loan until the year 2062. That's 45 years from now. During that time, the debt will be heaped on the backs of our children and grandchildren. To pay off the debt, property taxes will need to be raised. DOLRT promises to fix the growing traffic problem. In reality, it will actually make traffic worse because of something called at-grade crossings. DOLRT will siphon money away from more pragmatic and forward-thinking solutions such as bus rapid transit, BRT, Uber, and autonomous carpool vehicles. DOLRT will siphon money away from schools and greenways. Please stop throwing good money after an expensive and outdated idea. Follow the lead of Wake County. Wake County ditched their proposed light rail system. They are going with an array of alternatives that will benefit more people. Wake County is not going to spend their money on designer shoes. If you would like details, please visit my website, KenLarsonNC.com, Larson with an E. This is Ken Larson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.